This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Y'all doing ooh on this beautiful Friday morning?
We're doing ooh.
What's happening there by the Good Vibes Club?
Nothing.
Nothing? No vibes?
No vibes.
Okay. It's Buddha, good right?
I'm not. Jimmy now.
Ne?
Yeah.
Bonolo, you good?
Mm-hmm.
Pure young coconut water flavored with mango. Linwa mitolot. Huh? Are you good?
I'm good.
Looking forward to the weekend?
Yes.
What are we doing for Ntatemruti for Father's Day?
He's there by his classes, so nothing.
But just because somebody is not, then you're not doing.
I'll send him love and.
E-wallet, Nyana?
No, my dad is expensive. No.
Are we celebrating our fathers for hiding themselves? Can 1976,
guys, can we not have. I was saying this. Can we not vilify fathers? Can we just celebrate them, guys?
I mean, I'll celebrate him. He's just not around.
They fought.
Find him. Go to him.
Yeah, Rustenburg happened.
Yes, it's just Rustenburg, my guy. It's not like you're going.
No, where he lives is 200 kilometers away from
me. It's not like you're going to Malta.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Pension is expensive.
Guys, I want to talk about Malta for the sake of Malta. Because I've got a friend who lives in Malta.
Malta again.
Malta is a place.
Google game.
In some island in Europe, like I think off the coast of Spain. It's actually a very beautiful place. Okay. It's a very beautiful place. Okay. So I discovered that I've got a friend that lives in Malta. So I just thought I should flex and tell you the guys that I've got a friend that lives. Oh no, you must check it out. And it's a beautiful tourist destination. But I just wanted to tell that I've got a friend that lives in Malta. That's all I wanted to say.
Malta Bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Khali jealous, Nyan?
Nah.
Ne? Would you be jealous? Would you be jealous if I had a friend living in Greece?
I would.
Okay.
I'd want to be there.
You know, Greece is not necessarily a very nice place. Have you heard the reviews from people that went to most of
them? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll review it.
Please
myself.
Look at Malta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's got nothing to do with Malta Bell.
Oh, okay. I was just checking there.
Okay.
It's Mdogonj. Mdogon.
Bonolo, can you fight?
No.
If your life depended on it.
No.
You wouldn't fight?
No.
Never, 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 never?
No.
Ever?
I'd do other things, but no.
No, like if the situation called for you to fight
physically.
Yes.
No.
Would you? Never?
Never.
You've never been in a fight?
No.
So how do you know that you can't fight if you've never been in a fight?
Because that you, why you put away kids?
Okay. Sbura, can you fight?
If needs be.
What do you mean if needs be? Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
Did you win or lose? Or
and it happened recent. Which
recent? Mm. Or was it one of those you should see the other guy?
Please don't.
You know, like when somebody had like a bruise and a broken what? Yo, what happened to you? You must see the other
guy. There's a difference between fighting and disciplining someone.
Okay, so were you in a fight?
Yeah.
Did you win? I ask.
Well, they didn't fight back, so I don't know if it was fair or not.
That was not a fight.
What was it?
It was not a fight.
No.
When are you?
Also, yeah.
When are you go to jail?
It was at my house. Call into order. Fuck a swimming pool. Poo poo. Papa, go home.
Okay.
And think about
your
life.
Can we move on? But no, no. The quiz.
Hey, the quiz.
Yes.
So.
You guys are backing out?
No, we're not backing out.
Okay.
I got the questions.
So, who has got the questions?
No, I have the questions.
No. Listen. Please ask the guests to come in.
Lister. Okay.
And then you and I will be a team. Or unless if you're not, you don't want me on your team. Let's see who they will choose.
Because
winne ma vaninya namu.
Le last week you winne.
Eh? Oh, be the guest citizen, and let's see if we can get a proper partnership of sorts in this regard.
Hallelujah.
So our guest, Lerato Walaza, who's an actress, and Vuyani Bila, filmmaker. They're going to be talking to us about international award-winning South African thriller, Face Deep. But you know what? Because the film is called Face Deep, we're just going throwing them in the deep end. Basa dula fasera shapaga quiz.
Deep blue sea.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome. Please take a seat. Please take a seat.
I'll be right there.
All right. There we go. Is your excuse going to be that Hauna microphone?
Morning, morning, morning.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
Vuyani, how's it?
I'm good, my good sir.
Great. How tall are you?
I'm like 1.9.
Only?
Somewhere around there. Sure. 1.98, somewhere around there.
Okay, Cortez.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lerato.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank
you. What's
up, Benekant.
Bila Bil.
Harampa.
Pitori, go Gaibiano.
Go Amanda Sech.
It's the center, guys.
Guys. I want to say the next thing, but little better than xenophobia. Sunnyside.
Back then, though.
I lived in Sunnyside. I left Sunnyside after one day I woke up. My city golf was on sitting on top of the thing. Security calls me. Like, that's the last time I was like, I'm moving, right? Security knocks at my house, at my flat. Like very early in the morning, and I'm like, "Kimangang kokotelang," because I came here, and this guy, and he keeps shouting over. And eventually, I open up. Hey, it lad downstairs, sutlo po. Kimo like in like, kadi pijama, kipi tamo lang kagera city golf. It is kuri magdito. Wavana wabasa ni sa ito matiri retire. Say four, matiri everything. Four.
Oh, bang shy.
Hey, bang shy. It's sunny side.
That's a bang
koalise. I moved.
And the rest is
literally month end.
We moved in Jambula.
I moved.
You
yeah. Go? Right. So we are in studio with Lerato Walaza, who's an actress, and Vuyani Bila, who's a filmmaker. We're going to throw them in the deep end. So we've got a quiz, guys. Sbusiso is the quiz master today. He's prepared 5 to 7 questions. So what we normally do, it's general knowledge, I hope, Sbusiso.
Yeah, it is.
Remember,
general.
You will be fired.
Under G.
Remember, we fired many quiz masters.
No,
so,
general.
Okay,
it's
so
general.
You guys decide. Do you want to play as a team or do you want to play against each other?
I don't know. Wally, let me know. How would you like
decide,
to
guys?
As a team, my brother.
I'm available if anybody wants to be, and Bonora is also available, so you can partner. We can have a ladies' team or a gents' team. We can have
a
visitors' team and the home team.
A Face Deep team versus the Power FM team.
Okay,
yeah. Let's try. Let's try.
Bonolo. Please bring your winning spirit. Bring your winning spirit, because Mina, I've got a losing spirit. So this is how the quiz works. The quiz master is going to ask a question. As soon as the quiz, if you know the question, you call out your name. If you don't call out your name, you don't qualify. Oh, by the way, there is an objection to your win yesterday, but we will talk about it. There is an objection. People are going to the electoral court. They are challenging your win, your mama.
Am I not so glad?
Well, I'm sure you would be. So you call out your name.
As a team, ne?
No, you can either say...
1-1, one, one. Okay.
Yeah, you can just call your name. You can say Vuyani or Lerato.
Okay.
Or I'll say Kwena, she can say Bonolo, and then you answer. If you get it wrong, the other one. And then the first team to get to a clear majority, which is 3 questions.
Hallelujah.
The first team to get 50+1 win.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Okay. Quizmaster, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Contestants, are you ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Ready.
Hopefully.
Okay, but hopefully... Let's play the quiz.
TikTok. Okay, finish up the following quotes. The jack of all trades,
master of none.
I said my name first.
Okay, Bonola.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
It's not complete.
But wait. Quiz master, ask again. I didn't understand the question.
Please finish up the following quote.
Yeah.
A jack of all trades, but master of none.
Is the quote not finished?
I think that's the general quote, my brother.
That's the quote.
No, sir. Okay, quiz master.
I'm the quiz master.
Okay,
don't
quiz
Google.
Master.
Okay. On to the next one.
Okay, quick. No, give us an answer, please, Master.
Let's hear the answer.
Oh, but a jack of all trades is a master of none, but often, oftentimes no, better than a master of one.
No, Quizmaster.
Quizmaster's gonna get fired. Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Guys, you misled. Did you hear the rest of the quote?
Yes. I've heard that part.
Thank you so much.
But often master of one, right?
Yes, I've
heard of that quote.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that's how when it is.
I feel it. So all along,
we learn every day.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't know what that song Ja Rule says.
R-U-L-E. What did you say?
Yes.
What does it say?
People were thinking, is are you ready? Or are you ready?
No. Are you ready for the next question?
We're ready for the next question.
Okay. When did South Africa become part of the BRICS?
Mm-hmm.
See? Buyani.
When is South Africa part of BRICS? Okay. Buyani, let's go.
That would be 2012.
Wrong.
Just earlier than that. Bonolo, I trust you.
2010.
Bonolo, I trust you, my teammate.
Bonolo, I trust you.
It was
with what? I'm just a pretty face. Yeah, you're the brains. I'm Binky. You're the brains. Okay, next question, Quiz Master. What's the answer?
No clue. Can I give you a clue?
No, I'm not even going to try. You know me.
Oh, almost. Wrong.
I'm not even going to try, but I know it's much earlier than that.
24 December 2010. Man, come on. It was brick, then it became bricks.
I thought about it.
Nelis didn't say one.
Okay, let's go. 2010, we were busy with World Cup. Yeah, I know when you want us to focus. Philip is here.
What country has the highest life expectancy? Guys, this isn't.
Lerat, I'm taking a guess.
Go for it.
China.
No.
Okay.
Ah, almost. Yeah, and a two.
Gwena.
Yes, sir.
Malta.
Bella.
No.
Buyani.
Yes, sir.
India.
I know, my friend, you got that one wrong.
Bonolo, please save us.
You got that one wrong.
Bonolo, you know you've not answered a single question.
I did. I answered the first one.
Okay. Did you get it right? Okay, let's hear. Please don't say it's America.
No, it's not. There's no way.
Switzerland.
Somewhere in the Mediterranean.
It's Hong Kong. Hong Kong has the highest life expectancy.
No, it's not, guys. No, let's not. Honorable Madisha, please, guys.
Hong Kong is Hong Kong.
Honorable Madisha, Hong Kong.
No, it's fine. It's a country on its own.
Thank you, Siambong.
Pitori is not part of Joburg. Guys, let's not force things.
Yeah. Okay, how many
guys,
bones?
No one. Are we still on zero?
Zero. 206, Bonolo.
Hey, Mabunolo, that's a fate. Wrong.
No, wait.
Allow the quiz master to finish the question.
How many bones do we have in an ear?
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should know this one.
Did you do biology?
Yeah, I did.
Queen.
Yes, sir.
Six. I guess.
Nope. Unless you've got.
Guys. In a little hihiri, libitanga English.
A muscle.
It's called cartilage.
Yeah, there you go.
Cartilage. How many cartilages are there?
28.
Vuyani Rofa point just for saying cartilage. Vuyani's got a point just for cartilage, my guy.
No, thank you. I appreciate what's the
answer?
It's three. Three bones. Three bones, Motsebing.
But I said six because it's 1 year, 1 year, my guy.
No, sir. No.
Talking about 2 years, guys.
Okay, half a point, Queen.
No, but guys, I said six because I knew it was 3 years.
I didn't say years.
You can see the lawyer in me coming out.
It's arguable.
Okay, last question, the decider.
I'm trying to find the easy one. Wait.
No, just ask. How many questions do you still have?
Okay, which is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
Lerato.
No.
It
can't be. Lerato?
Your nose.
Nope.
Who knows?
Who knows? Are you trying to say the president was bad birth like that?
Kwena.
Just Kwena.
Your heart.
Mukuba.
And your navel.
No, guys. Think about it. Muyane.
Your eye?
100%.
But that's half a point.
Thank you, face deep.
Yeah, that's half a point.
But that's half a point because you said eyes, not eyes. So it's a little one. Congratulations to Team Face. You win today's quiz.
Thank you.
I think we need to.
You need to cleanse.
Yo.
Say what I said. It would like next Friday. It would like to say
we don't do that.
Then why would you suggest that? But one la tlatsisa. Hey, but one abakar. Who wants to roll tlatsisa ngwana? Ba fedi itse. Ba mo jisetse ro mo tlatsisa.
Mo tlatsisa.
Go Pitori lira.
I don't know.
Galiri nix.
No, no, we pray.
That's the easy way out.
I love that.
That's the easy way out. 20 minutes at plus 5, power up on power 98.7. Now we're talking. We're going to be hanging out with Lerato Walaza, who's an actress, and Vianney Pila, who's a filmmaker. International award-winning South African thriller, Face Deep. We're talking about that just after this.
Power 98.7 weekends. All your favorite hit music all day long. The best of the 80s, 90s, and now. If it isn't a hit, we don't play it. This is what our weekends are made of. Power 98.7. Now, we're talking. Getting you ready for your day ahead. Power Up. Weekdays, 3 to 6 a.m. on Power 98.7.
So, what are we doing about the Quizmaster, Bonolo? Are we firing the Quizmaster?
I didn't do nothing. Those are most basic questions.
When we're talking about you, not with you.
Okay.
We're talking about you, not with you.
It's terrible.
Do we keep the Quizmaster? So do you want to return as Quizmaster next week?
No, Rams as Quizmaster.
Eh?
Rams.
Who?
Rams.
Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
Questions. Oh. You just have to create questions.
Oh, yes, I did. We'll keep them for next week. Oh, then you had seen them.
When
I was supposed to give you the questions.
No. You were supposed to hide them.
And they were actually quite easy. He went very easy.
Is it? Mm. Keep them. We'll do them next week. Mm. All right. Kimang yanong aling ko. Kimang aling live on Instagram.
It's us.
Eh?
It's us.
Who's live on Instagram?
Yep.
Can we say hi?
Kikrod ma.
They are both, oh, that's why they are feeding us both live on. Okay. All right. Can we focus on the Lerato? Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
All right, let's try with the microphones on. Smuda. Okay, there we go. Lerato, are you good?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Vianney, you good?
I'm good, my
Thank you
sir.
So much for waking up to spend time with us. We truly appreciate that. Lerato, let me start with you. I remember you as Zamo.
Still a child.
Yeah? Yes.
Yes.
Like when you walked in, I'm like, isn't that Zamo? Or is that Zamo's sister?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
On Sugar.
Eh?
Yes,
on Sugar. Yes, on Sugar. Tell me about acting. I mean, where does this come from?
Acting, it started when I was, I think, doing church concerts.
Mm.
That's where it started for me. I feel like that's the one time, or most of the times, I felt like I'm alive.
Mm.
It gave me excitement to know that I'm going to perform and just have people watch me perform. And I think that's where the love for it started off, without knowing any knowledge about
it. No, attention when I go high.
Without knowing any like meaning to behind it, as whether it's acting or anybody can do it as a career. So that's where it started off for me. And then also doing school concerts and gradually growing from that. That's where acting is for me. One place where I feel alive, honestly.
Is it? And when did you decide to take it serious? Like how, you know, I always say the big break, but naturally it's about deciding whether you take it serious and how.
When I had to finish primary, actually, and had to choose a high school.
Mm.
So instead of going to a normal high school, I went to an art school where it allows you to study either drama or music or whatever, or art, So I was like, this, I want to learn more about it. I want to understand what acting is all about. And did my research. Then I went to Pro Arte, Elfin Park. So I studied drama. And then after that, went to TUT as well to further my studies. So that's where it all started. It's been within me.
And but why didn't they were comfortable with you becoming...
Well, my mom didn't understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But she was like, if this is what you want to do, I'm going to support you. I really, she, till today, she's like, Lerato, I don't understand this thing, but as long as you're happy, as long as I see you happy, and it's gonna propel.
But
you
I'm sure when you're not there, I do tili base bako or proud.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know, like that's why they will reprimand you, and then half it's when you're on TV, go WhatsApp group ela yako. The morning one I go face until you do a kissing scene. The devil made her do it. That's why the now phone her back. Vuyani, you produced and directed the Face Deep with your wife.
Yes, sir, with my wife.
Shame, man. Are you okay? It's are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
It's
I'm
men's okay. Mental health awareness. So, as a married man, Ukraine.
Keshab, she's my rock. Hey, yeah.
Please blink twice if she's forcing you to. That's
no,
how is it like and I found that fascinating that you how is it like working together as a couple?
You know, now actually I would actually say I'd find it strange if I wasn't working with her because we've been working together for so long, since varsity. It was hard on our first movie, our first short film that we did. We actually fought. I remember her saying, I'm packing, I'm leaving.
It was your fault, my guy.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's your fault.
It was my fault.
Yes.
You know.
We don't want to know the story. So, we know it was your fault. I hope you apologize.
So now is the way we've worked, we've kind of figured out like this symbiotic way of like working. I know I don't touch that, she knows she doesn't touch this, and she's my producer, I'm the director, sometimes she's my writer, and you know, so we work quite well together. We're a great team. Yeah.
And I mean, tell me about just the love of art, filmmaking, production. Where does that come from, and how long have you been doing it?
So it comes from an early age. The love of film comes from like me being young, watching movies when I was super little. My dad would bring cassettes home, and that like cultured me into film watching and into the movie loving space. The arts itself has always been part of me. I always knew, even when I was in high school, that I'm not going to be someone in corporate. I thought I was going to be a musician back in high school. I always thought I was going into that lane. But then one day during an open day, some filmmakers came and they said, you could study this. And it was like mind blowing. I couldn't believe, like, is this really, really like possible? Could you study this? It seemed so far fetched away from me. And it just opened my eyes to like the possibility of studying film and it being a reality.
So you went on and studied it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did. So that was in the people that came were from AFTA, but then I couldn't afford it. So then I went to go study at TUT, and then it was so nice to see the rich history. It was actually a blessing in disguise because TUT has a rich history in filmmaking, you know. So I went on to study, and I did quite well. I did quite well in it. Yeah.
And you speak about your first film. I mean, in terms of filmmaking, do you have a specific genre that you like, that you focus on in terms of your storytelling?
You know, I'm still discovering myself as an artist in that right. Still being very experimental in genres, in types of stories. Like Face Deep as a psychological thriller. The previous one I just shot, we just wrapped, is like it's just pure drama, you know. I have another one that's coming out that's dark comedy. So I'm still allowing myself to find myself in
in what I hone best. But I think, like, I'd rather identify like Ridley Scott, who can like go hop onto a sci-fi and then hop onto a drama and then hop onto a comedy the next movie. He's not like boxed in, and I think maybe that might be the direction I'm going towards.
Yeah, and I think that's ideally, I'm sure we'll talk about it, even for an actor, you know, you don't want to box yourself as a particular actor. We'll continue our conversation with Lerato and Vuyani as we talk about an international award winning South African film called Face Deep. Right now, let's get your latest news headlines.
Thanks, Gwena. Good morning. The NFP party leader Ivan Barnes says they're working on a reconciliation between the party and the IFP in KwaZulu-Natal. It follows the party's announcement that they support and subscribe to the Government of National Unity.
So for us, it's about our people. That's why we wanted a government that's going to take the people forward, despite the setbacks and despite what the people are saying. When we created a policy and a document, the people gave us that mandate that we should follow that document. So based on that document, we took this decision. But we have a responsibility to go and explain to our members, and which we will do after this. We met with all political parties, all of them, except for the Economic Freedom Fighters. And we did present our standpoint, because our document was a three-legged document. We wanted a GNU that speaks to national problems, and that was our position.
Secretary to Parliament Xolile George has announced that approximately 58 million rand has been allocated for today's first sitting of the National Assembly. George briefed the media yesterday on a Parliament state of readiness. He explained that the increase in costs from 2019, nearly 15 million rand, is primarily due to the rebuilding of the legislature.
As we speak, we have made provision for a budget of about 58 million rand to be able to manage this transition that we are undertaking, convening of these sittings, members that are taken to Cape Town, payment of their hotels, payment of all issues related to that, their tools of trades and so on, including the cost for inductions and related matters.
I'll have more on these and other power stories at 6 o'clock.
In power traffic, there are no major incidents reported around most parts of the province. But if you are traveling on Pretoria Avenue, that's in Sandton, there's a road closure that's between Catherine and Rivonia Road due to work that's actually being done for the Johannesburg Water. So do expect some local diversions during peak hours in that area. If you are traveling on the R21 northbound, that's in Kempton Park, there are roadworks happening there as well that are blocking the left lane between Pomona and the Babsfontein Road exit. And those are also expected to cause some peak time delays. Traffic lights in Woodmead are out at the M1 and Woodmead Drive. If you are traveling on Atlas Road in Benoni, those traffic lights are also out at Mercury Road.
Pukela, good morning.
Gwena.
How you doing?
I'm nice, my brother. You good?
Great. Can you fight?
Nah. Yeah, I took about 4 L's in grade 8 and I retired.
Guys, I'm just bothered that no one seems to know how to fight power. Yeah, so if Ikasuga no.
I hung up my gloves.
If Ikasuga no.
Now I'm out, my man.
Because who are he can't fight. You can't fight.
I'm terrible, man.
Chen, so I'm the only one who's going to be representing the place.
Yeah, maybe you'll be the...
Because Nakia Yemela, but
nah, you're going to have to be the Hulk.
Don't be fooled.
You're going to have to be the Hulk in this one. I suck.
Is it?
Yeah, 0-4.
That's your record. With a record of 0-4 in the red corner.
Power 98.7 on 103.6 in the south of Johannesburg. 104.4 in the Vaal. And 107.2 in Ekurhuleni. Now, we're talking.
It's now actually in thrower off. Let me just do this. 24 minutes to 6. Power up on power 98.7. Now we are talking. Batung, Mutsepe Rems, Ronald Baying, can I apologize on Monday to you? Ronald Baying, because I forgot that I asked him to prepare questions for the quiz.
I wish you
so now he wants a public apology and a press conference.
You do it.
No, but I said that we can only do a press conference after the Government of National Unity has done its thing. I can't be outstaging the Government of National Unity. Let's talk Face Deep. Tell me about Face Deep, Vuyani.
So Face Deep is a psychological thriller, burner film, slow burner film. It tells the story of Luna, starring Lerato Alaza, who is with her pensioner lover, Noah. And everybody around the neighborhood is wondering, like, what's going on? Is she there for the money? Is she there? But he has no money. Is she there for what does she want? And we go into their house and home, and we see that there's actual genuine love in here. And she loves him. They love each other unconditionally. But then one day, when Noah's estranged daughter comes back from the UK, it shatters this happy home, and strange secrets starts getting revealed about Luna. And she will do anything to keep those secrets at bay. So there's a lot of interesting mysteries to unveil about Luna and what she has cooking, and so there's a big clash that happens that ends up in a bloody mess.
Tell me about Luna, playing Luna. What was it like doing that role?
Interesting, challenging at the same time. I had to step out of myself and fully emerge in the character so that it can be believable. But because of Buyani as well, he was able to like direct me in the way he wants Luna to be, you know, perceived, you know. She's a very narcissist sociopath. Who steps on people's toes to get what she wants, and she's like unapologetic about it. And in as much as she really does love Noah, there's so many layers as to why she genuinely loves him, and you get to discover that once you get inside the house, Jorge, it's not just fully a man and a woman loving each other, but there's layers of, because of the pensioner and a young lady, there's a lot of need that she wants from Noah.
And I mean, playing a role like that, what does it require? Again, as you said, you had to sort of divorce yourself and then immerse yourself into Luna.
The commitment of knowing that there are moments where you're going to have to stretch yourself as an actor, the moments where you're going to have to step into dark spaces and reach certain emotions that, you know, on a daily basis as a human, you don't want to step into, but you have to allow the process.
That's one thing I and a lot of actors, actresses, thespians that we've had on the show, I admire about that dealing with emotions and getting into a dark place, it's quite scary.
It is.
Going into that dark place.
Yeah, it is. I remember on set, Buyani used to come and check and was like, hey, are you okay, dog? I don't want to lose you, you know, because of the intensity that was required, of the emotional state, you know, the things that Luna does to get what she wants. One can easily question it, but it's something that you have to do so that the emotions drive the story as well.
And what do you like about the story? Like now, as Lerato, watching Face Deep, what did you love about the show?
Oh my gosh. I think if I look at it in like the wholesomeness of it, I'm going to take it back from when we were shooting. Like the commitment everybody had every time we got onto set, it's like it can be fun and games, but when it was time to work, it was time to work. And it's very evident in what you see, you know. And working with Pratipo, who's like a legend, I studied him. He taught me. He once taught me. And for the full circle to now come and act with him on set was just like an honor for me. Also working with Mohau, who plays the daughter. Like, you know, we had this thing where we did every day, when come and said like, we're leaving it, like we do this handshake and like we're leaving everything for the camera and let's go. So the relationships built, playing Luna, discovering her, how she carries herself, how she talks, you know, the nuances, the breathing moments, dwelling into that household. I remember every time I came on to set, I was like, this is my home. This is Luna's home. And afterwards had to, when we were done, when we wrapped the show, I literally went into every room we shot in and I had to like detach myself and say goodbye to the process of everything. So
you still haven't answered my question, but it's fine. How angara ba Lerato?
Hey, saying.
Kita, what do you like about the show? The
what's your favorite scene?
Relationship, Libra.
Oh, my favorite. Hey, it is part of the process.
It's too early for Mashaya. You can't slick a can of oil, my guy. No.
All right.
So what do you love? Like watching it, not relationships. Like when you watch it as an audience, what did you love about it? Or did you watch it? Because I know that
I
know there are people who can't watch themselves.
No, she's watched it a lot of times.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Are you a big fan?
We've actually watched it like 3 or 4 times together.
Oh.
In cinema, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was that like watching it?
Good. It was fun.
Mm.
Very proud of myself, to be honest.
That's lovely.
I didn't think I could reach that capacity. There's a lot of favorite scenes that I like.
Mm.
You know, there's a difference between when you're shooting, you're like, I love shooting this. But then when you watch it, it's like, actually, I preferred that one. But I like the stories, man. I like how everybody dwelled into their characters. Nobody left anybody behind. Mm. Like everybody came on par with their acting. Everybody's just
like Lerato, you give me academic answers, my guy.
I think what the greatest compliment Lerato gave to me about the movie was that for the first time she said for the first time I watched my performance and I was 100% satisfied. So she genuinely loved the movie.
Mm.
She genuinely loved the movie. And to actually watch it like 3 or 4 times in cinema, and she's been there from the beginning to the end, it shows that, wow, we have a nice, really nice movie. Mm. My mother also watched it 3 times. My mother doesn't even like movies like that. And it's layered. Mm. So every time you watch it, you'll see something new.
So when you're watching at cinema, were there other people?
Yes.
Yeah. And how was the response? I mean, it would be very interesting to gauge the audience response while you are there.
Yes.
You know, responding. What was that like?
So I think one thing I was intentional of is I would wait for everybody to come to go in, and then once it's dark, I would go in and sit at the back. And just hearing the reactions with everything they have, and people are like, it's very interesting because it's like they're getting the story, they're understanding what we were trying to do with the movie. So yeah, that's really dope, man.
Watching it in cinema is very electrifying, actually. Mm. You know, hearing the people, the crowd, it's a
because
different
experience.
Because
it gives you that immediate response.
Yes. And watching the crowd is...
That cannot be fake.
Exactly.
You know, like it's,
exactly.
These are people that paid their money to come and they will give you an honest criticism of the film.
What's nice even as a writer is that I'd go in thinking they're going to respond to certain lines that I wrote thinking it was funny, and then they don't respond, but then they respond to other lines where I didn't even think, and they're dying laughing. I'm like, oh, okay, no, I'm going to take that.
Yeah,
it's a note.
That works.
That doesn't work, you know. So it's been really interesting watching it with the audience in cinema.
Mm.
Yeah.
What do you love about Face Deep?
The movie.
Mm.
So what I love about it is that it's like an aeroplane lifting off, you know? So by the time that liftoff happens, people are like, what's going on here? Mm. You know? I'll take it a bit back. I watched it with my other cousin who's like an average Joe, like an average taxi driver guy. He came out and he said, wow, that movie. At first, I thought it was boring.
Mm.
But then as it goes, I was like,
so
what the hell is going on? Yeah.
And that keeps you glued.
And that's the greatest compliment ever. Mm. It achieved what I wanted it to
achieve.
From an average person, you know. So he's like, I thought it was boring. And then it just kept going higher and higher to the last scene where it's like everything just shatters. So for me, watching the film and seeing that dream come true, that's my favorite thing. Just watching the whole thing. And I sometimes I'm like, did I really write this? Like, I can't even think maybe it was me, you know?
Mm, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. In conversation with filmmaker Buyani Bila and Lerato Walaza, who's an actress in the show Face Deep. And it's gotten great reviews internationally. Yes. And tell me about that, Buyani, and how it feels to, because we are living in an era where the world has become smaller.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you put a movie on Netflix and you've got Beyonce commenting about Five Fingers for Marseille. Mm. I'm who would have thunk that Beyonce knows Five Fingers for Marseille. You know what I mean?
I get you.
You know what I mean? So the world has become very small because of that.
Yeah.
And it allows the world to see us. I mean, people are dancing to Jalabam. You know?
That's true.
Yeah. And how does that feel to know that the world sees your work, but not only sees it, but appreciates it?
Yeah, it was actually something. I knew we had a special film, but then once submitted, I didn't think that much of it until the reception from like international film festivals started coming in. You know, the first film festival we went to, Face Deep went to, was the Liverpool Indie Film Festival. Mm. I didn't think this movie was going to resonate in Liverpool. And to get to the final stage where it was nominated for Best International Feature Film, it was like, whoa, this is really happening, you know? And then where we picked up an award for Best International Film was in India. I remember they had me on Skype and they were like, just introduce your film. And there were other filmmakers from like Mexico, Argentina, and all of that. And it was a room packed, a theater filled with like audiences and stuff as I introduced my movie. I didn't think much of it again. I closed my laptop saying bye to the people in India. And then the next day they were like, we won Best Feature Film. I was like,
wow.
That's when I was like, okay, something special is happening here. I don't know. And then, you know, getting accepted, finalists and stuff like that. That's when I was like, okay, maybe we need to bring this to South Africa, you know, instead of just always talking about Face Deepers in India, Italy, et cetera, et cetera.
But you find that again, we have this thing in South Africa that sometimes we don't recognize what we have until it goes international. And we're like, oh, if the people in India and Liverpool are loving it.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate, but that's the truth.
Mm.
That's the truth.
I think it's also based on our audience. It's very difficult for, it's difficult that our audience don't support us that way and recognize us in that way until, like you said, it's recognized internationally. Now they want to give it its flowers here and say, these are our people. So it's a very difficult path to go through and break that
king chain. Slow or haritsepi local industry. I mean, what would you put that to?
You know, there's a saying that a prophet won't be recognized in their hometown. That it's part of that syndrome. You know, that you have to go out there for people to recognize you at home. It's sad, but sometimes it's true.
But especially in the arts, it's one of those things where you're like, but bruh, there's just six have been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, right? People don't know them. Like, this is a group of boys from South Africa, from all over, from Pitori, from Kaikai.
Imagine.
They've been nominated twice for Grammys.
Yeah.
But you probably don't know them.
It happens.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not celebrated.
Do you know what I mean? And that always bothers me. It's like, okay, but how is it that... Or maybe it's that because we're not telling our stories enough, or we're not exposing ourselves enough.
I think it falls to patriotism, man. We need more patriotism in this country, I feel, you know. We once had it, you know, early 2000s, the late 90s. There was a sense of patriotism to really dig what South Africans have made. Now it slowly has left. We really have taken in this, we need foreign stuff for us to feel value. But there's a lot of value in South Africa. There's a lot of talented young minds, talented young people, talented everything in South Africa. We need more patriotism, I think. Yeah.
So where do we watch Face Deep?
Face Deep is in cinemas, select cinemas across the nation, nationwide, in Stirland, New Metro. You can catch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still in circuit.
Yeah, it's still in the cinema right now. go today. Come hang with us. Maybe I'll go to the cinema as well today. So let's all watch it. Let's watch
it. I should go check it out. Yeah. You guys have piqued my interest. So I'll go check it out and then I'll come back on air and then give an honest.
Please. I'd be keen. Please tell me.
No, I will definitely. Yeah. After watching it, and I haven't been to the movies in a while.
Yeah, this weekend. So we don't know. Let's.
Yeah, I will definitely, once I've checked it out, I will definitely let you guys know. Just as we wind on the conversation, what else are you working on, Lerato? Anything in the pipeline?
Or
NDA?
Yeah.
Oh,
there is.
It's just the two of us.
No.
Nobody.
Gotta take that seriously.
Bruh, it's before six. No one is listening. Okay, but you are working on something.
Yes.
Locally?
Yes.
Okay. Hollywood? Nothing yet? Not yet?
I'm trying to venture into that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's give it 18 months.
Yeah, okay.
We're speaking it into existence, 100%. Right? We're speaking it into existence 18 months. But once you are big, don't forget. Speak to management. And then management owner now will like accent yakwa meri.
More appreciating Kacheko. Give Lerato her flowers today. Yes. She deserves it. Like, really, she's a great actress.
I loved your work on Zama, as I said. Like, when you walked in, I was like, ah. Okay, I recognize you. Clearly. Yeah. You made a mark good on that. So I'm looking forward to watching Phase Deep. But also, what else are you doing?
Besides an actor, I am also a content creator. I have my own business as well.
Business, bruh, here's an opportunity to punch your staff. Here we go.
So I sell business? Essential care stuff.
King essential care.
Like your bath salts, your
lovely
candles, scented candles and all of that.
King Unani, Uchakrahan.
Where can they get it?
Uchakrahan.
Yeah, I'm a wholesome hun. Bila.
Namaste. The divine in me recognizes the divine in you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
My energies resonate.
Yeah.
You can DM me on my socials if you want an order and stuff like that. I also have a page for it called Fola on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, King, kidi bath salts,
scented fragrances, collaboration with my aunt as well with her perfumes and all of that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said the pages.
What's the page?
Fola.
Fola.
Yes. F O L A.
Like La Fodisa.
Yeah. Rafol.
Okay. Lena Limpepo.
No.
Iradi candles tampepo mo. Do you know, like, they remember, you did mara nerbona di loka COVID. Do you guys remember ka COVID? Who was it who had a candle made out of her own, the smell of her? Yeah. No, true story.
Yikes.
True story.
Yikes.
Kopali Googling, I know a lot of people, when I say things, they're like, when are you make stuff up?
No.
That is, it's just that I forgot. I think it's a famous musician who had, and it sold.
Yeah, a lot of
crazy it sold. Yeah. They literally captured the smell of her butterfly. And let's call it butterfly because the kids are up. And then they harnessed it and then they put it as a candle and then it was sold.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just that I think my head says Lady Gaga, but I might be wrong. But it's some.
I think I once. Yeah,
something.
Like
I think it's just Gaga, but it was a famous musician actress who did something like that. And then, what are you working on? Anything in the pipeline?
Okay, so I just shot a film that I can't talk about, but I do have another film coming out in cinema again, which is crazy.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
Gonna be back to back. I don't know if this is gonna be cinema history, but next month there'll be another movie coming out called The Bad Bishop. I produced that, did it years back, which is, it's a crazy epic dark comedy. Yeah, that's the only one I can talk about. The Bad Bishop will be coming out next month in July.
Scene somewhere where somebody dies in the first 5 minutes. Ling we want to be in the squeezing in go industry.
No, retoli squeeze in. Learn our niyako squeeze in.
Sitting yana kili congregant.
I might put you on the spot and really do it for real. Come the time. when the lights are on.
Me, I'll steal the show, my guy. Me. I dare you. I dare you. I will. Next thing, Kinalele Rato, Reluko Hollywood, re-premiere film ya rona.
Yeah.
How did he move from a sports presenter to a radio presenter to a chef? Now, ki ole uko Hollywood. And ki change tell accent here. So, my management and I were just, and so Lerato then spoke to Bila, and then so Bila's people came to me, and then I just, and you know how they all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Like, and then so what happened in the movie, like, you know, like how they all over the place. Yeah. So can you fight, my guy?
Me?
No, not you, the guy behind you.
Ish.
The tall guy behind you.
Me, I can fight. I can hold my own.
Have
I'm
you been
not
in
saying
a fight?
I've been in a fight.
Did you win or lose?
No, all the fights I've picked, I've been smart enough to know I can win.
Okay, Floyd Mayweather. I mean, Floyd, when he was on, after his 40th fight, he started picking fights that he knows
you must
win.
Know, what's the point of and fighting knowing you're not going to win?
Yeah. You can know? You fight, Lerat?
I can.
Have you fought?
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, I wonder, the girls from Pretoria are not beating the allegations. I told you guys, girls from Pretoria are not beating the allegations.
But I've grown up. It was back in high school.
No. But you got to fight. You got to fight in life. Now, guys, I'm saying, and the reason I've been asking people, because, guys, we might have to fight for our lives. We might have to fight.
Mm. I mean, if I have to, I will. But like you said, I'm a chakra hand. My energies are mine.
Ne?
I'm choosing better.
You're choosing namaste. Thank you so much to the both of you for coming through to spend time with us. Face Deep, you said it's in cinemas.
Yes. Stekinoko New Metro.
Stekinoko New Metro. Check it out. And let us know. I mean, go and watch it and give us a review. I know I trust my people that they will go and watch, and then they will come and give us an honest review. I'll also try and make time to go catch it, and then I will also come back and do that. But for people that want to find out more about you, let me start with you, Abila. On the socials, otherwise, we want to follow you, find out about your work, where and how do they do that?
So on social media, everywhere, I'm at Vuyani Bila. That's V-U-Y-A-N-I space B-I-L-A. And then you can also follow my production company, which is Artsake Productions, ARTSSAK_P on Instagram. That's, basically how to find me. And if you do a review about the film, #FaceDeep, #FaceDeep the movie, and #ShakeUp the box office.
You know, you sound like Khotso Sello. I don't know if you know Khotso Sello, the sports presenter on Newsroom Africa.
No, I
don't. You sound so much like him.
Yo.
Like, promise you.
Yo.
Lerato?
You can find me on all my socials at _ Lerato Walaza, LERATOWALAZA. And you can also find my company on Follow.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.